This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Story Story Late Night, the adults-only version of Story Story Night, kicked off its summer season Tuesday. The latest theme takes us back to the old days of the B-movies. Jodi Eichelberger, who is the artistic director for Story Story Night, is joining us once again live because earlier in the week, Jodi, we gave you about a minute and a half. So we wanted to bring you back to talk a little
like
bit more.
It was like the old bit between Matt Damon and Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, I know, right?
I got to be Matt Damon. Like, we don't have time for Matt today. Sorry about that.
So we'll bring you back. Hey, okay. So for people who are not familiar with Story Story Late Night, tell us what that is.
Well, the way that it differs from our flagship show, it's a more intimate show, typically, even more intimate during our current situation. and it's also uncensored. So we kind of call our regular show a PG-13 show. This one can be any number of X's, just depending on who is sharing their story and what the content is. We don't restrict the content of the storytelling for late night.
So this year's theme.
Go ahead. The science fiction. And I just heard Eric Jones talking about Captain Picard. One of our guests that we had at this last show that happened on Tuesday was Eric Scarsvo, who works at the Boise Depot, is giving tours. He also has a museum in Idaho. And he shared a video where he put together a Star Trek Voyager model that he rigged with his own system of LED lighting. So it kind of gave us an opportunity to showcase kind of a show and tell during the show, where he brought the model and we turned all the lights off and he got to reveal the lighting system. So that was kind of fun.
The things that we can all do during coronavirus,
yes,
right?
That's right.
Yes, that's right. So, but that kind of goes back to that, you know, B-movie kind of theme, right? I mean, that's what this is this season. So you have you mentioned the season kicked off Tuesday and the theme was The Blob.
Right.
And how did all of that go?
Well, we continue to be in a bit of a blob state. We did not get the audience that we hoped for. We did have to move online virtually. We had a great program, the stories. We even had Jay Breidenbach, who I think has been on your show, be our guest voice of our sheep puppet. And we presented the question to him, as a meteorologist, how safe do you think we are from the blob being frozen up in the Arctic? And he shared with us that he's a little nervous, actually, that the blob may be starting to thaw out and could start consuming our communities again soon. But that was a fun bit where he was home sharing the story and I was on stage with this sheep puppet lip syncing to his story. So, and we had some really great stories that night too. Chanel Steiner guest hosted. Beth Norton was one of our storytellers and Nathan Eggleston was another storyteller. And I guess the tone of it was a little heavier than we might've done when we're live in person,
right?
Because it's hard to do a, you know, light humorous story without an audience. Whereas, you know, we can kind of go on a journey together in a different way when we're all alone in our rooms or with another person looking at a screen. So it's been a big adaptation. And I'm actually meeting with our board president this afternoon to discuss, are we as an organization still fulfilling our mission when the audience is so small? Is it enough that we give the place for a story to be shared? Or how much does it matter that there's also people, and you know, what number of people do there need to be that hear that story to continue to fulfill our mission? It kind of seems like this was not necessarily what our community wanted, to watch late night on their computer. I think they want to be together. How can we do that? Can we do a car drive-in experience? Can we be outside and spread chairs out? Do we need to just shut down for the summer? I'm not sure, but I can share. Can I share a bit of breaking, possibly good news?
Yes. Yes, please do. We have a little bit under 2 minutes, so please go ahead.
Okay. Well, this is my other hat. I'm artistic director of Story Story Night, but I'm also the program director at Cyril's Place. And we are thrilled that we have been approved for a $50,000 award as part of the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Securities Act through the National Endowment for the Arts. This was a competitive grant that was only open to organizations that received NEA funding in the last 4 years. And it's meant to help ensure that our organization can continue through the COVID crisis. We're not the only ones in Idaho got this. I hope it's okay. I think it's been announced by the NEA. So
if not, it's been announced right here.
It's going to be right here. Breaking news with Gemma Gaudet. The other recipients in Idaho are Boise Contemporary Theater, Boise Art Museum, the Idaho Shakespeare Festival, and the BDL in Lewiston, Idaho, which I think stands for Beautiful Downtown Lewiston. Yeah. So each of those organizations is being supported by the NEA through the CARES Act.
That is so great. We are, the music's in my ear, so that means I got to wrap. Jody, what great news to end, to go into the holiday weekend. The arts are so incredibly needed, especially right now. So such good news. And hey, keep up the good work. Thank you, Jody, for coming on. Thanks, you, everyone, for being a part of Idaho Matters. We are going to have a special program tomorrow in light of it being a holiday. I hope you all have a really safe 4th of July. We'll see you back here on Monday.